As we have been reporting, Bloomberg has learned Colonial Pipeline paid nearly $5 million to Eastern European hackers last week. That contradicts reports that the company had no intention of paying ransom to help get its massive fuel pipeline system back online. Colonial is said to have paid it using a cryptocurrency. There was no immediate comment from Colonial. The FBI discourages organizations from paying ransom to hackers. And there's hope today that fuel shortages in several southeastern states will soon come to an end. That gasoline pipeline in the U.S. has returned to service 5 days after it was shut down, but it's unclear how long it will take for things to get back to normal. In parts of the South, 3 out of every 4 gas stations had no fuel yesterday. A group of Republicans is threatening to start a third party if the GOP continues backing former President Donald Trump. More than 150 former Republican governors, members of Congress, and others have issued a new vision that is being described as a, quote, rallying cry for pragmatists. It includes principles such as supporting truth and democracy. The move comes after House GOP leaders yesterday removed their number 3 leader, Liz Cheney, for speaking out against Mr. Trump. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is anxious about a rise in the UK coronavirus, the variant that was first identified in India. A study of infections in England has found that the variant is becoming more common. The news comes right before a scheduled easing of lockdown restrictions in the UK. India is suffering a resurgence of the virus, and concerns have grown around the world about possible new variants. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.